An important story is unfolding this morning in Tehran, where Iran's new president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, was sworn into office amid warnings of a new crisis over its nuclear program. Iran has informed the International Atomic Energy Agency of its decision to resume operations at a nuclear plant today. That prompted a sharp rebuke from three European nations that have been negotiating with Tehran. They want to ensure that Iran does not produce material that can be used to make nuclear weapons. Joining us to discuss this situation is David Kaye. He is a former U.S. weapons inspector. Mr. Kaye, welcome.
Good morning.
So let's get the basics first here. What is Iran actually planning to do with this nuclear plant at Isfahan?
Well, what they said they're going to do, first of all, which is most disturbing, is remove the seals that have been placed on the equipment by the International Atomic Energy Agency to assure that it was not being used during this period of negotiation. Then they've said what they will do is start the conversion process. That is where you take uranium and you convert it to a chemical gas, uranium hexafluoride, which is the basic feedstock you use to enrich uranium.
So does that mean that you can move toward a nuclear weapon, which is the real concern here?
Well, it's a necessary but certainly not a sufficient step to do it. It means the enrichment process can indeed stop at 2-6% and be used in peaceful reactors. The great concern is, of course, that the Iranians will not stop at 2-6% and enrich it to the 90% range where it's weapons usable.
So they're doing this conversion process. The next step is enrichment. The question is how much enrichment you do. Now, what impact will Iran's decision have on the negotiations over the nuclear program there?
Well, this is the interesting thing. I think the Iranians may really have miscalculated. The European three, this is the French, British, and Germans that are negotiating this, came out yesterday with a very strong statement saying that if the Iranians proceed with this, the negotiations will end. They will not come forward with any deal offering the Iranians benefits for going enrichment. And, in fact, they will refer the item to the Security Council. This is a very tough statement for the Europeans. And interesting enough, the French statement was even tougher than the written statement.
Now, I do have to ask, Mr. Kaye, these negotiations have been going on for some time. The European nations want Iran to stop at a certain point. The Iranians are determined to pursue a nuclear program for what they say is peaceful purposes. Is there any room in the middle where there's a basis for an agreement at all?
Well, the Europeans, and I think a lot of others, thought there was a possible room if, in fact, the Iranians are not interested in nuclear weapons, but indeed, as they say they are interested in a peaceful program. The Europeans have been negotiating to provide guaranteed fuel at a guaranteed and favorable price to the Iranians. That is, they would get their enriched, low-enriched fuel for any number of reactors that they might build under absolute guarantees of both price and assured supply. And for that, the Iranians, in turn, would agree to forego any enrichment program.
And by not enriching it themselves, it guarantees that they don't go too far and produce weapons-grade stuff.
It guarantees they won't do it by enriched uranium. You still have plutonium to worry about, and this is a multifaceted program, and there are other reactors the Iranians say they're planning for that would cause you plutonium problems, but it certainly would shut down the uranium issue.
Now, Mr. Kaye, you mentioned you thought that Iran's move today is a mistake. The International Atomic Energy Agency asked Iran to just wait a week before taking this step. As best you can determine, why is Iran taking this step? What's in it for them?
Well, what's unusual about this is it was announced on Saturday, that is 3 days before, by the old regime, 3 days before a new president took over. One can say maybe it's just Iranians' normal negotiating strategy, that is force crises. There was a crisis last May, which they did this. I'm afraid, though, what we're seeing is really a strategic decision that the Iranians have made. They've determined that the Europeans will accept nothing less than a termination of all their enrichment activities, and they're unwilling to do this, and they're trying to find a way out of the agreement.
And very briefly, do you believe this reported U.S. intelligence report that predicts that Iran will have a nuclear weapon within 10 years?
Well, I think the report, which is, as I understand, at least from the Washington Post, filled with a number of caveats, is probably the best national estimate produced on Iran with the data available. But that itself is a very large caveat. We know very little on the ground about the Iranian nuclear program. What we know is mostly from IAEA inspectors and defectors.
Okay, Mr. Kaye, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's former U.S. weapons inspector David Kaye.